John Lennon is dead. He was shot tonight, 11 p.m. outside his apartment building in Manhattan. And police say that Lennon was taken in a police car to the hospital. He was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. The shooting occurred outside the Dakota Central Old luxury apartment house where Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono lived. It was across the street from Central Park. The police say they do have a suspect. They're describing him as a local screwball with no apparent motive. And Jack Douglas, that's Lennon's producer, says that he and the Lennons had been at a studio called the Record Plant in Midtown earlier in the evening. Lennon left around 10:30 p.m., said he was going to get a bite to eat and go home. A bystander said that he was walking south near 72nd Street. He heard the shots. He came running around the corner and saw Lennon being put into the back of a police car. He said that others on the street told him that the assailant had been crouching in the archway of the apartment building. And when Lennon arrived in the company of his wife, the suspect, described by witnesses as pudgy, 35 to 40 years old, with brown hair, shot him three times in the back. And we're featuring a tribute tonight to John Lennon.
Within minutes of the shooting, mourners began to gather. All night, they kept coming to the regal old apartment building on the west side. John Lennon had been walking to the front door from a limousine with his wife, Yoko Ono, beside him. A man had called his name. He started to turn. The man dropped to a combat firing stance and began shooting. There were 7 entrance and exit wounds, 3 in the chest, 2 in the left arm, 2 more in the back. Lennon staggered and said, "I've been shot." He died in an instant. A jumble of information began to pour out.
He was limp. There were about 6 officers carrying him. He had a little bit of blood coming out of his mouth.
Officer, do you know his condition? Bad.
Police rushed Lennon to Roosevelt Hospital, only 13 blocks away. Yoko Ono was taken in a second car.
She wanted him to be all right.
What did she say?
Tell me he's all right. Tell me he's all right.
I understand that the transport from his residence, which is slightly less than a mile from the hospital, took only several minutes. I don't think it would have been possible to resuscitate him by any means.
We have arrested Mark David Chapman of 55 South Kukui, K-U-K-U-I Street, Hawaii, for the homicide of John Lennon.
Police called the suspect a screwball. He may have been stalking Lennon. He had asked Lennon for his autograph and had gotten it, and it was only 5 or 6 hours later that Lennon was gunned down. People began to bring flowers to the front gate of the Lennon apartment building. And throughout the new day, the vigil continued. The beautiful residence, the location of the movie Rosemary's Baby, had always drawn a scattering of autograph seekers and curious fans, and no one much noticed. It was a place of refuge for wealthy celebrities like Lauren Bacall and Gilda Radner and John Lennon. Now there was a crowd that jammed traffic, and the mood kept changing strangely, quietly singing one moment, and then a feel of only light curiosity and chatting. And then a woman became hysterical. Photographers crowded her and climbed on cars. What must it have looked like from the apartments above? Ex-Beatle Ringo Starr arrived to visit Yoko Ono. Yesterday, John Lennon gave what is now his last recorded interview.
You have to give thanks to God or whatever it is up there, the fact that we all survived. We all survived Vietnam or Watergate or the tremendous upheaval of the whole world that's changed. We were the hip ones in the 60s, but the world is not like the 60s anymore. The whole map changed, and we're going into an unknown future, but we're still all here.